welcome in to The Drive on a beautiful Monday. It's camp. It's camp week, baby. Hey. Training camp is back.
Them boys got to weigh in tomorrow. We weigh in today.
We weigh in today, baby. Think anybody nervous about weighing in?
I guarantee. Even if you got a
they got weights they're supposed to show up in.
Oh, no doubt. Whether you got Campo or Parcells, they nervous, baby. Whether you got one that really
D'Amico
don't mind,
seemed like he don't play with that weight stuff.
Well, D'Amico looks like he probably, guys, he probably gives them a window.
We don't like that.
He probably says, look, I need you between 222 and 225. I'm going to give you a little grace right here because we do have a ramp-up period, and we're going to get your body right and yada, yada, yada. We want to do it the right way. Like in today's world, I don't know that an offensive lineman losing 20 pounds in about 3 days and then practicing in the heat is a good idea. That's probably a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Right? So I would imagine they're a little bit more friendly, but yeah, I would imagine there's some guys that just really would rather the coach not know that they have been out there just acting a fool over July 4th and for the last 2 weeks.
Who do you think it is that, like, who are candidates that you think are nervous about coming in at the weight? Because it's, and I know most people go right to the Flozell Adams of the world, the big dudes.
Well, one thing, Flo was overweight and he was willing to, but he was not nervous.
He didn't care.
He didn't, no.
He knew it.
I mean, he didn't even care enough to sit in the sauna. Paying all kind of, I mean, he was donating money, big money.
But a lot of people think it's everybody. It's not just linemen. There are some other cats that roll in. Kick Rock said D'Amico Autry. I don't know. He seems like a guy that keeps himself decent shape. Not a bad thought. Mine was, Henry Toa Toa.
Henry's got a little bit of a problem.
He dropped some weight and played at a much better level last year.
That's a good one.
I don't remember. When's the last time you seen him practice? I don't remember Henry practicing at those camps. Like, he's one where you're like, I'm not saying he doesn't work hard, but like if his weight is supposed to be, 235, 230. They got him listed 6'2", 228. If he's supposed to be 230, could you see him at 240?
I got a couple for you.
Okay. All right.
I think Brevin Jordan's
one. God dog it, that's where I was going to go to.
I mean, it all depends on where Brevin spent his last week. If it were anywhere where you can get in the mix, he was in the mix, and he was willing to
pay the price, yeah.
I think he's one. I think Blake Fisher is one, and that's just being a young, big dude that could potentially get away from you a little bit. Doesn't look like the most toned guy that I've seen. Damian Pierce is another.
Really?
Yeah, Pierce is one to me that just the build alone is one that it could get away from if you ain't careful.
Yeah. He seems to be obsessed, and damn it, he can't afford.
I know he can't.
He can't afford to let that thing go.
Those are the top ones on my list.
All right, not bad. Harris. Somebody texted Christian Kirk's not a bad one.
Christian Kirk may be a little. I mean, he looks like he get out there in Arizona and enjoy that life a little bit too much.
I don't know Ed Ingram, but I just want to put him on the list.
Well, I'm gonna tell you.
I pull up the picture. Ed looks like a guy that can go in. Go and get comfortable.
I'm gonna tell you one that got to be careful. Who? But the reports are he's been working on his body. That damn quarterback.
CJ.
I'm gonna tell you, CJ looked like he messed around and have him a couple of fully dressed Coronas. It'll show in his face too now. Trust it from a guy that can do it now.
CJ wouldn't dare. Wouldn't dare. All right, here we go. It's our weigh-in. Clint was at 240 last week. He's trying to get into the 230s. He kind of set the stage a little bit earlier, like he wasn't really confident that he pulled it off. But here we go. Come on, Clint. 242.
Gosh, dang it, man. If I had my damn sauna, it'd be 38, no question. I blame it on the sauna.
You think it's 4 pounds?
Oh, 2 weeks? Hell yeah. Absolutely.
You had your sauna?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't run yesterday either, so.
Is that my boy Ron?
Get on down there, bub. What you got? He got tucked way up underneath there where I can't see it. I don't even know if he can see it way up underneath there. Damn. Act like you've been there before, Ron.
There we go. Come on.
He's
now.
In the 80s. You look like you're in the 80s. You look like you're in the
80s. I see you wearing your weigh-in shirt.
No question.
Hey!
He's there. What is it? What did it say? I couldn't see it. Come on. Here's the proof. 88, baby.
Atta
big
boy.
Show. Big show. 288.
Atta boy.
Huh? That's 22. That's 22 pounds down,
that's
ain't
it, baby?
Come even on, with baby. A delicious on, pink baby. Scoop ice cream or blue or whatever. Oh, man, it was.
I think
that's what it's all
boy.
About, man. That's why we do this.
I
thing
think
right
I
here.
Got. I think I gotta get the daiquiri ice.
You
every
deserve
Sunday.
One.
Every Sunday night to finish off the week.
You deserve it. Oh, no, you deserve a little.
Oh, hell yeah. 288. 288, bitches.
288. 288. That's the way you do it, man. You slowly chip away, baby.
That's right,
you
baby.
You slowly chip away. That's you don't right. make a drastic change. You slowly chip away.
Well, that and was on a diet, too, wasn't it?
Look, you had a pop with Tyler at the. I mean, you literally weathered the storm of Tyler Miller in an Astros game.
That was 2 weeks ago. I was going to say, yeah.
I mean, you had a little ice cream this
now,
Sunday.
Now I wish I'd have ordered that damn beer with y'all the other day at Twin Peaks.
Oh, no. You wouldn't have got there if you'd been doing that. I like it. 288. All joking aside, that's
there
what
it is.
That's the accountability I believe you were looking for, Ryan,
and I
when
ate
we started
today.
This thing, huh? And you ate today?
Yeah, I had breakfast.
Oh, damn. So you could have even got lower.
It, baby.
85 is the next goal, baby. I'm
285? Let's do it.
I'm
yeah.
still working on 30s for yeah. you, man. Any 30.
Hell yeah, bitches. Sorry. I'm sorry. I gotta wait. All right.
88. Come on, man.
288, baby. There you go. Went out there and got Mike Irvin, baby. Take that two off. And then went 88.
That's left the glasses and the watch on. You may even got 287 if you
I took the glasses off. I couldn't get the watch off.
Yeah. Was it 288 on the dot?
288 on the dot. Right, man.
Let's go.
I should have took these draws.
You should, yeah. Just take it all off, man.
Would have been there. There we go, baby. There we go. Very nice show.
Tyler will blur out the piece.
Laughing my ass off. 288. That's right.
Not sure. I have that technology, dirty.
I no.
B. Scott can do it.
Come on, you're a little nervous. You're a little nervous, huh? I can see it in your eyes, Tyler.
A little bit.
Yeah, you're a little nervous. Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, were you nervous about him getting under 290?
Just a little.
Just a tad.
Not a lot. Just a little.
It's fair. It's
I'm
fair.
Proud of you, though.
It's fair.
Let's go.
I got some good workouts in this weekend and some additional yard workout. I had a real productive weekend.
Did you?
Real productive.
What all did you do?
I'm really proud of myself.
Did you get some man work in?
I did, like man. I got some, like.
What'd you do?
Listen, I almost was going to have to spend some more money. Went in and got the whole yard fertilized and needed to get a...
Damn, you going for yard of the month up there in Siena?
Just trying to figure some things out. Then they said, they're like, hey, Owan said, make sure you hit this yard. Got to get water that yard, you know, a couple times over the next 3 days. A couple times a day over the next 3 days. I said, oh, I ain't turned this sprinkler system on since... I ain't turned it back on since... Since we had that below freezing weather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Been getting a lot of rain. I hadn't really felt the need for it yet. Boy, I don't know everything I did. I'm going from the sprinkler thing to the to where, you know, where I turned to the pipes, whatever I turn it on. I'm turning everything, every lever. I'm trying to remember what I did to turn it off. I can't get it. And I said, damn, man, I'm out here 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I said, shoot, let me really hone in on a YouTube video. And I'm banging out a YouTube video, and I'm doing everything. Still ain't doing nothing. And apparently, I don't remember doing it when I did it, but apparently I did turn off the main, at least, sprinkler system water source.
Okay.
And I had to go find that.
You remember where it was?
I don't remember. It couldn't have been that long ago, Clint. I just... And I turn it bad boy back on, and I heard boom, like the water kick. I said, "What?" Then the sprinklers came on because you know, boy, Mr. Sprinkler, that would have been a hit, right? They would have got me for everything.
Yeah,
for just to turn that damn knob. All of them working. But then also, I've never really figured out how to run my sprinkler system. Father-in-law came at one time, swore to God he thought he had it, didn't?
Okay.
Them bad boys, they would just go off at any different parts of times of the day. One day they was going like four times a day. then I YouTube again found an editorial on the exact one I got. Well, I had that.
You got it set up?
Oh, set up beautifully now. Before, it was set to year 2021.
Gotta get the year right, boy.
I didn't know that it on there that it has like four different systems where you could set it to run. Oh man. One of them ran at 11:30. One of them ran at 1. So whenever it was running, all of them, it would hit every. I was able to cut that thing off, but man, I got that thing working. I'm proudly looking at it.
You go ahead and tell Courtney about it.
Oh, I'm proudly looking at it, watching it all the way around. It was a productive weekend, baby.
Welcome to old manhood right there, boy. When the sprinkler system working really does
But I'm sweating bullets. It's 1 o'clock, and I'm going back and forth. It was hot sweating bullets, but nah, man, I feel good.
You should.
Feel good. There we go. Good.
And you're below 290. Got in them 80s, right, man. 285.
285 next time. I'm with it. That good enough for you, Tyler? Next week, 285?
Just 3 pounds?
I got to go to San Antonio. Just 3 pounds.
Always an excuse.
When is that?
I mean, if you don't want something hard to go chase after, yeah, that's cool.
You have to wait at least 2 weeks after offering me brisket nachos before you can go that hard.
Follow your heart, man. Whatever you feel comfortable being the target, just go for it.
Hey, if I can get under 284, if I can get another 4 off, I get under 285. That's nice.
I like that a lot better. Let's go 284.
What was the low? What's the lowest you ever been? You said, like when since you've been working here?
Oh, 197.
No, really?
Yeah.
Golly.
Maybe 195. Yeah.
I guess that one picture I saw. Yeah, you were down there now.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. And got away from me. Thanks, Clint.
No, I didn't know it was going to be that low. I thought we was going to work toward that. We got a ways to go before we start talking about that one.
All right, listen, I got a Jalen Hurts question, and it's based off of comments Cam Newton made, Clint. And we all know this is a Channelview zone, Houston kid. His dad coached him out in Channelview. Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl champion now, and Cam Newton was talking about how he's left him out of his top 10 quarterback ratings right now. Here's Cam Newton, former NFL MVP, talking about Jalen Hurts.
I know everybody's going to get mad at this.
Cam hating on Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts does not have to play elite for the Philadelphia Eagles to win. He has to play good, but he doesn't have to play elite. We're not asking you to win the game. We're just asking you not to lose it. When you ask that question, are we winning because of you, solely because of you, or is it the resources around you? So game changer, game manager, those are the things that you have to ask yourself, and those are the metrics that I'm going off of. It's like, bro, even when the tush push, you got 5 people pushing you, bro. You got a solid group around you, dog. And the man who Jalen Hurts is, bro, I respect him. I take my hat off to him. But just because he's a great guy, that don't mean I can't critique his game.
All right, that's Cam Newton. Before I ask my question, fair? Were his comments fair?
Oh, I think it's fair.
Fair? I think and not whether you agree with him or not, but were they fair?
No, I think it's fair to critique Jalen Hurts in that way. Yes,
and
I
his criticisms fair. Were fair.
Yes, I think that's fair, yes.
Let me ask you and the people this. Because clearly Jalen Hurts is penalized for something. It's because his resume... Second in the MVP vote. I mean, he's played 5 years. Second in the MVP voting. He's gone to the playoffs 4 times. He's gone to the Super Bowl twice. He's won a Super Bowl. He has outperformed arguably the player of the era at the same position he plays in the biggest game in the Super Bowl twice. So his resume doesn't fit what a lot of people say. Hell, the ESPN executives, they had him 9th. Clint, do you think he's being penalized because of what Cam had to say, that he has really good teammates and people around him, or do you think he's potentially getting penalized because our first impression of Jalen is he was a second-round pick that was kind of a reach at the second round, and he struggled as a thrower when he entered the league? Which one do you think he's being penalized? Because it feels like people can't get the first Jalen Hurts we saw out of their mind. Yeah.